بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا، أما بعد. We are discussing from this kitab. The title of the kitab is إصلاح المعاملات, correction of monetary dealings. And as we mentioned before, there are branches of deen which from Sharia is a demand that we correct these branches of deen to gain complete success in the court of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, as we say, to make our dunya, to make our qabr, to make our akhirat. Branches of deen: iman, akhlaq, there is character, ibadat, worship of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Then we have mu'amalat and mu'asharat, social interaction and business dealings. These are all branches of deen where islah, reformation is zaruri, is necessary. That we have to rectify these branches of deen. In regards to iman, every aspect of iman we have to rectify and correct. Otherwise, going to the qabr, we have a problem thereafter. There is no coming back. Akhlaq and character, you also, the weightiest and the heaviest amal, action on the day of qiyamah in the skills of a believer will be his character, his good character. So akhlaqiyat, ibadat, for du'as to be accepted, then our salah has to be correct. For salah to be correct, qiraat has to be correct. So qiraat is correct, and before that wuzu has to be correct. Before that ghusl has to be correct. So all our ibadat, so du'as to be accepted is dependent upon our ibadat. Then when it comes to mu'asharat, that is interaction with human beings, it should not be that we do all our amal correct. Ghusl correct, wuzu correct, salah is correct, but akhlaq is not teak. Akhlaq is not correct, our character. So here also from different riwayat we learn that a person can do all the amal, iman also is correct, that's in place. And his akhlaq is in, and his ibadat too is correct, but the akhlaq is not good. Huququl ibad is hurting people. He's hurting people, somebody is crying because of his actions. Because of this, this can wipe away all his good a'mal. The day of Qiyamah, a person can come with much a'mal before Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam terms that person as a muflis, bankrupt person. Comes with mountains of a'mal. Bashatma hadha, daraba hadha, iswad that one, and allegations, accusations. He beat somebody up, he struck someone, he hit someone unjustly. So these people will come on the day of Qiyamah and they will demand the recompense for all these misdeeds of this person. And how he will pay them back with his a'mal. Which a'mal? Those a'mal that were acceptable in the court of Allah. How many of our a'mal are acceptable? We have no guarantee. So the riwayat in the hadith sharif says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take the good deeds of this person and repay the person that was hurt, that was oppressed. To the extent that this person who came with mountains of a'mal will have nothing left. And there will be many more still to pay. And they will line up. And because he will have no a'mal left, therefore all their bad a'mal and their misdeeds will be loaded into his back. From where he was going to Jannah, the entire taqdeer has changed now to Jahannam. Allah Ta'ala save us. This is social interaction with people. And then we come to monetary dealings. This is also so important. Everything is correct. Akhlaq too is correct. Not hurting anyone. But what he's consuming is haram. Is tainted. That is haram, then all his a'mal are not accepted. Even though he goes for Hajj. Ulama say he can go to Baytullah, to Ka'batullah, hold the ghilaf of Ka'ba and make dua. Dua not accepted. Whether the month of December, whether Ramadan, going for Umrah upon Hajj. But business dealings are incorrect. So he can make dua wherever it may be. His duas will not be accepted. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to rectify all our business transactions, inshallah. Today we'll begin chapter 15, the incorrect practices during business. Amongst them, there are quite few that are mentioned in this kitab. They just highlight a few, which we'll discuss over the period of time. Allah Ta'ala give us understanding and tawfiq. There are 16 points, more or less, incorrect practices at the time of business dealings, just to highlight for us to understand that we have to rectify all these different aspects of our business dealings. Number one is explain oaths. Businessmen should exercise utmost caution when trading. They should never take oaths to sell goods. Neither should they exaggerate when describing their wares, nor ascribe false attributes to their goods. Even cautious traders, businessmen, now we have business women also, they're doing home industry, home trade. So they should be also very, very cautious. When they're selling anything, sometimes they put up an advert there, and describing the item, it can do this and it can do this, but in reality they don't even know themselves. Whether that is copy and paste nowadays. Haven't tried it. Sometimes we go to the shop also. Fruit shop, when you ask a person, how's this grape? Very sweet, very sweet. But he hasn't tasted it himself. Say, I promise you, it's very tasty. But he hasn't tried it himself. Oh, a certain item she is selling online. Just copy and paste what the China man is saying. We're just passing it over. Whether it's true, untrue, we don't know. But I promise you, it's very good item, very good product. So to be very careful. Even cautious traders find themselves guilty of futile talk and taking oaths. To remove the ill effects of this negligence, sadqah should be regularly given. So sometimes we use these words and becoming common amongst our people also. Wallah, wallah, I promise you. Qassam, I'm telling you, this thing is very good. We never tried it, don't know how the product is, what's the quality of it, but picks up this type of lingo. And just, وَلَا تَجْعَلُ اللَّهَ عُرْضَةً لِأَيْمَانِكُمْ. Quran says, don't use the name of Allah as a target for your oaths and your vows. Don't just use Allah Ta'ala's name. Just to sell something, to close a deal. And sometimes not an oath, but you find a person who has some skill, some craft, then he'll come to you. Assalamu alaikum, Bismillah, Durood Sharif, all this just to close the deal. Very pious person. But in his mind, in his heart, he knows, I'm not coming through this deal. Just give me a deposit and I promise you. And Durood Sharif will come in between. Istighfar also. Ask you the masjid you are going to, just to make talk, deeni talk, to close the deal, but no intention to fulfill what he is saying. So for this, we are taught that we give sadqah regularly. To the barakat of sadqah, Allah Ta'ala should rectify a person's tongue, inshallah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, oaths sell goods but destroy blessings. Oaths will sell goods but destroy the barakah. This is a riwayat of Bukhari Sharif. Hazrat Abu Dharr radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not speak affectionately to three persons on the day of Qiyamah. Nor will Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala look at them with mercy, nor purify them. Three things. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not speak affectionately to three persons on the day of Qiyamah. Nor will Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala look at them with mercy, nor purify them. Hazrat Abu Dharr radiallahu ta'ala anhu remarked, evil is their plight. What a loss do they suffer? Who are these people? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, a person whose garments hang below his ankles. Allah Ta'ala save us. Even casually, we find unfortunately a person comes to the masjid and at that time he thinks, this is the only time I should fold my pants above my ankle. This should be a permanent feature in regards to addressing that any garment that is hanging coming from the top down, the masla, any garment that is coming hanging from the top down in a standing position upright should not hang below the ankles. If that kurta or that garment goes below the ankles or whilst in ruku or sajda, then that is fine. But as long as a person is standing, this is for the men. As long as he's standing in a standing position, then whatever garment he's wearing coming from the top down should be clearly above the ankles. How much above the ankles? The normal lower garment of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam should be nisfu saq, halfway the shin. This is the sunnah. So be halfway the shin and borderline is still the ankles. Ya ulama, explain also, tilka hududullah fala taqrabuha. These are the limits of Allah, don't come near. Don't live on the edge, you will fall off. So they say, don't let the kurta hang just above the ankle. It should be so high above the ankles, from a distance people can make out that his ankles are clear. He's far from the borderline. That is the correct. And the best sunnah, halfway the shin. So this is any garment that is coming from the top down, whether the kurta, whether the pants. Sometimes during winter we have the underpants, the long johns to keep warm. That also should not go below the ankles. Sometimes it happens, the person wears the long johns, it goes below the ankles into his socks, covers the ankles. Not permissible. For the socks that is coming now from the bottom up, that is permissible to cover the ankles. So anything coming from the top down, that's not permissible. So to understand the warning from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Here we will find also some people say this is restricted to khuyala. That if you are doing this, if you are allowing your garment to hang below your ankles, as long as you don't have pride, it's permissible. In the Hanafi mazhab, our ulama explain that a person who will hang his clothes below the ankle, this is because of pride. Tell him to pick it up if it's difficult. It doesn't look right. So whether a person has pride or no pride, a person should keep every garment above his ankles, his kurta especially. Unfortunately, we find the kurta such a garment which is sunnah. Person goes for hajj and umrah, he comes back, and just for the look of the garment, he doesn't worry whether it's below the ankle or not. And all his salah becomes makruh. His salah becomes makruh. And the warning of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, three warnings. On the day of Qiyamah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not speak to him affectionately. Nor would Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala look at him with mercy. Because on that day we need the mercy of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Nor will Allah ta'ala purify him. If he's not purified, then we understand he has to go to Jahannam to purify his heart. Allah ta'ala save us. Because to go into Jannah, you have to be purified and clean. So for that purification process, a person will have to go to Jahannam. So a person whose garments hang below his ankles, a person who reminds people of the favors done unto them, this is called Ihsan Jatlana. You remember I did this for you? Or I sorted that out for you? So this is now Ihsan Jatlana, to remind people of the favors done unto them. So this also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala dislikes this. And thirdly, a person who sells his goods using false oaths. False oaths, because of this he will be deprived from the mercy of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, the affection of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, for Allah ta'ala to purify him. Once Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam addressed the traders and businessmen, "O traders, verily oaths and futile talks occur in business." Person wants to close a deal, so he'll make talk. He'll make talk, and people know how to make talk also. Before they would go for causes also. How to close the deal, whether the deal Carnegie cause they would go to. How to make the deal, speak what that person likes. He has certain habit or hobby. He likes to go play golf. So speak some golf with him a little bit. Make him a bit comfortable. Till he's comfortable with you, now he's talking business. So you have PRO, PA and all these things now just to do. Just to close the deal. So futile talk. There's no need to talk all these things because business is in ibadat. Like how they say, nikah is ibadat. As we prepare for salah, two rakat salah, istinja, toilet, wuzu, miswak, and salah. You see, this is ibadat. Highest ibadat is salah. Nikah should be the same also. Simple preparation. Business also simple. It's also ibadat. Then we close the deal, we do our work back to the dhikr of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. O traders, verily oaths and futile talks occur in business. Therefore maintain a constant series of sadaqah. By sadaqah, inshallah, we hope that sadaqah, in different riwayat we understand that sadaqah cools the anger of Allah. By doing the wrong thing, you are allowed to the barakat of the sadaqah, cool your anger upon me, so it cools the anger of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And sadqah will ensure that a person has a very peaceful mot also. It repels an evil mot. So to have a peaceful mot, everything has to be in order and correct. Business dealings, is akhlaq, is ibadat. So the barakat of sadqah, inshallah, this will pull the rahmat of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq to min amal. Subhanallah. Let's stop.